Ochi, grab a coffee or tea, take a deep breath, and let's sit together for a moment. Welcome to this week's episode of The Balanced Mind. Today we are talking about something that makes people froze up, look away, or want to turn off the radio. We are talking about financial wellness, more directly, money. But please, don't change the station. I promise you, I'm not going to throw complicated financial words at you. There will be no graphs, no mathematic talks, and no lecturing you about buying a cup of coffee or taking your grocery slip. We aren't looking at spreadsheets today. We are looking at you as a person. We are talking about that heavy, tight feeling in your chest when an unexpected bill arrives. The late night worrying and that quiet shame that tells you aren't doing well enough. Money stress isn't actually a mathematical problem. If it were just about math, a calculator would make us feel safe, won't it? But it doesn't. Money stress is a human feeling. To understand why it hurts so much, I want you to picture a simple bicycle. Think about an ordinary bike. It doesn't have a big loud engine to stay upright. You just have to keep it moving to keep your balance. If you stop pedaling, you fall. If you hit a bump, you feel it right in your hands on the bars. That is actually what our money life is like. We aren't driving safe, heavy cars. Most of us are riding a bicycle through life, feeling every single bump in the road. So let's look at how this bike is built, because it changes how we see our struggles. Let's look at the metal frame of the bike first. The frame is the core. It holds everything together and carries your weight. In life, that frame is you, the person, your heart, your kindness, your values, and your worth as a human being. Now there is a big mistake almost all of us make. We confuse the frame with the wheels. We look at our bank balance, our debt, and our small savings, which are just the wheels meant to help us move forward. And we think they are the frame. We start to believe that if our wheels are bent, if we have a flat tire, or if we get stuck in the mud, it means we are the problem, because we are a broken person. We think less money means less worth. Let's fix that right now in this room. Your bank balance is just a number. It's not a report card on who you are. When a bicycle gets a flat tire, you don't throw the whole bike in the trash. You don't look at it and say, "You are a bad bicycle." No, you say, "Oh wait, there's a puncture. Let's patch that up so we can keep on going." If you are sitting there today feeling that you are drowning in debt or stressing because business is slow or wondering how your money will last until the end of the month. Look at your frame. Ask yourself, are you a good friend? Are you trying your best? Are you waking up and showing up even when the feeling is heavy? That is your frame. It is strong. Do not let the flat tire convince you that you are broken. A bike needs two wheels to move, and they do two different jobs. The front wheel is your logic. It is connected straight to your handlebars. This is the part of your brain that knows how to budget, knows you shouldn't spend more than you make, and try to steer you away from trouble. It looks at the facts. But the front wheel doesn't make the bike move. It only steers. The wheel actually pushes the bike forward. That's the one hooked up to the chain and the pedals. It is the back wheel. In our lives, that back wheel is our emotions, our habits, and our past and our fears. This is where the real power is. You can steer your front wheel toward a perfect budget all day long, but if your back wheel is spinning out of control because you are scared of or being lonely, the bike won't go where you want it to go. Why do we buy things when we know we shouldn't? Because the back wheel is carrying old memories. Maybe you grew up in a house where money was tight and where there was always fighting about rent or food. Your back wheel might still be terrified today, even if you have a job right now. The back wheel keeps whispering that the money will run out, making you ride with your brakes slammed on, too scared to spend anything on your own happiness. Or maybe your back wheel does the opposite. The moment you get paid, you spend it fast because your brain thinks, I better enjoy this right now before it's taken away. When you see that your choices come from these old emotional habits, the guilt starts to lift. You aren't bad with money. You are just trying to keep your balance and on the bumpy road. Why do we talk to our friends about our health, our relationships, and our mental health? But the second someone mentions money, the room goes dead quiet. The world tells us that riding a shiny, expensive bike means you are successful. We look online and see people coasting away, smoothing on beautiful, perfect bicycles. So when our chain falls off and we get a flat tire, we hide the bike in the garage. We don't talk about it. We don't even want anyone to see us struggling to keep our balance. This silence makes us feel all alone. It makes us think everyone else is fine. But the truth is, almost everyone on the road is trying to fix a loose screw or put a drop chain back on while they are still pedaling. Let's stop being ashamed of the flat tires. Having a hard time with money doesn't mean you failed in life. It just means you are out on the road, living it. And guess what? The roads do have rocks. It has holes. Trains slip. It is just part of the ride because it is all part of life. Before we stop at this first part, I want you to drop your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. If your money box feels heavy today, or you feel like you are losing your balance, remember this. You are the rider, not the machine. Your worth is found in your bravery to keep your hands on your bars and your eyes on the road ahead. You don't need a fancy, perfect ride to find peace. A dented, well-loved bicycle will get you exactly where you need to go. So why don't you just stay with me? Because in the next segment, we are going to look at the road, the emotional holes that makes us trip up, and how we can spot them before we even fall. Go ahead and take another sip of your coffee, settle in and let's keep chatting. In our first part, we looked at the bicycle itself, how our inner worth is the frame and how our emotions act like that powerful back wheel driving us forward. Now, for the second segment, we need to talk about the road underneath us. Because, let's face it, no road is perfectly smooth. When you are riding a bicycle on a real bike, you have to watch the ground. There are smooth pavements where pedaling feels easy, but there are also loose stones, cracks, and deep potholes. If you aren't looking, a single pothole can throw you right off balance. In our financial lives, we hit emotional potholes all the time. These aren't holes in the tar. They are moments of stress, loneliness, deep exhaustion, or a desire to fit in. And what is our immediate reflex when we hit one of these emotional bumps? For most of us, our reflex is to reach down, pull out the card, tap it, and we used to use money to smooth out the rough patch on the road that we are riding on. You know, just throw money at it, right? But let's talk about that honestly today, without any judgment. We all heard the term retail therapy, and we usually say it with a little laugh. We have a bad day at work, or we feel lonely on a Saturday afternoon, so we go online or we walk into a mall and we buy something. A new pair of shoes, a gadget we don't really need, or even just a takeaway meal that costs more than we should have spent. But if we look closer, that purchase isn't actually about the item itself. The item is just a quick patch. When life feels messy or out of control, our front wheel, our logic, is wobbling. You feel anxious. Buying something gives your brain a quick, immediate flash of happiness and control. For about 5 minutes, or maybe an hour, you feel like we've steered out of the pothole and you feel good. But what happens by the time you get home or when the delivery box arrives? The high fades, the old stress comes back, and now it's joined by a new feeling. and that is guilt. Think about the last time you bought something you couldn't really afford. That emotion where you're trying to fix, or let me ask it again, what is the emotion you are trying to fix? Were you exhausted after a long week and just wanted comfort? Were you feeling invisible and wanted to buy something that made you feel important? Understanding your why you spend the money is much more important than beating yourself up over the amount. The spending was just a symptom. You weren't being reckless. You were just a tired rider hitting a deep pothole, trying your best not to fall off the bike. There is another type of road that is dangerous in a different way. The long, smooth, downhill pavement. Think about how easy it is to spend money today. You don't even have to open a physical wallet anymore. You just hold your phone near a machine and it beeps and the money is gone. You save your car details on a website, click on one button, and the package shows up at your door the next day. I call this convenient pedaling. The road is tilted downward. The wind is at your back, and the wheels are spinning so fast and smoothly that you don't even realize how much ground you are covering, and it feels effortless. Because it doesn't feel like real money leaving your hand, you keep pedaling faster and faster. It's only the end of the month when you look at your bank statement and you suddenly realize you've coasted right into a dark valley of depths or an empty bank account. Technology has taken away the natural breaks of spending. It has hidden the true cost of the journey from our front wheel. If we want to stay balanced, we have to find a way to put the brakes back on, gently, so we can feel the road again. Most financial experts tell you to sit down with a red pen and look at every single cent you spend, categorizing it into spreadsheets. Just thinking about that makes most people want to hide under the bed. It feels like a punishment. So let's try a different check-in. Let's call it a mindful travel log. Take out your bank statement from the last few weeks. Don't look at the numbers. Don't worry about the totals just yet. I want you to look at the places and the items, and I want you to audit the emotional energy behind them. Take a red pen and look at each expense. Circle the things that brought you genuine peace, long-term utility, or true joy to your life. Maybe it was a grocery bill that fed your family a good meal, a book that helped you to grow, or a coffee shared with a friend who really listened to you. That is good fuel in your journey. Underline the things that were automatic, rushed, or based on fear and stress. The subscription you forgot to cancel, the panic buy because you were having a bad day, or the expensive item you bought just to look successful to people you don't even like. When you do this, you stop seeing your bank statement as a list of failures. Instead, you see it as a map of your feelings. You start to realize, wow, when I stressed on a Thursday afternoon, my back wheel takes over and I spend money at the specific shop. This isn't about shaming yourself. It's about becoming aware. Once you know where your potholes are and your regular route is, you can start to steer around them instead of running straight into it. As we close this segment of our journey, I want you to take a moment to forgive yourself for the times you've used your wallet to try and heal your heart. It's a very human thing to do. You are navigating a fast, expensive world on a simple bicycle, and sometimes the road gets the better of us. The fact that you are wobbled or hit a few holes doesn't mean you are a bad manager of your life. It just means you are learning the terrain. So when we come back, we are going to look at the tools we have on the bike, our brakes, our gears, and our chains, and how we can use them to build a smooth, steady momentum that brings true peace of mind. We're also going to look at how money can bring a myth when it comes to our relationships. I hope you are still comfortable and you're enjoying your drink. So let's dive back into our conversation. In our first two segments, we talked about the bicycle itself and the bumpy road we ride on. Today, or now, for the third segment, I want to talk about a very specific trap that so many of us fall into. It's a myth that keeps people lonely, anxious, and feeling completely stuck. It's the idea that money is a boarding pass for relationships. So many people, especially when things are tough financially, sit back and think, you know what, I can't look at love right now. I can't try to build a life with someone yet. Or, I need to get a better job first. And I need a better car before I get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I need a bigger bank balance, definitely. And once I have enough money, then I'll be eligible to board the relationship boat. We treat human connection like a high-end club where you have to show a certain amount of wealth just to get through the door. But let's be totally honest here in this space. Money can buy lots of things, but it cannot buy a genuine, deep relationship. It is only a factor in life. It is not the foundation. Your worth as a partner is not determined by your bank account. Let's bring back our bike metaphor. Think of a relationship like a tandem bicycle, a bike built for two people to pedal together. If you believe the myth that money is everything, you spend all your time trying to make your bike look as expensive and shiny as possible. You want the gold-plated frame, the fancy lights, the top-tier brand name. You think that is how you attract someone to ride with you. But here is the danger. If someone decides to climb into or onto a tandem bike with you only because it looks expensive, what happens when you hit a steep hill? What happens when you hit a massive economic headwind? Or your business hits a dry spell, or the chain drops off? If they are only there for the luxury ride, they are going to jump off the moment the pedaling gets heavy. They aren't invested in you. They are invested in the paint job. Think about that. People are not invested in you in that circumstance. They are invested in the paint job. A real relationship isn't about finding someone to admire your shiny bike. It's about finding someone who wants to grab the handlebars with you. Put your feet on the pedals and work as a team. True love is about how you handle the uphill climbs together, not how flashy you look on a flat pavement. When we use money to try and secure a relationship by always paying for the most expensive dates, buying lavish gifts too soon, or trying to project an image of wealth, we are actually acting out of fear. The back wheel of our mind is whispering, if they see the real me without the money, then they won't stay, right? I am not enough on my own. So, we use money as a shield, but that shield actually blocks true intimacy. It turns connection into transaction. It becomes a provide a lifestyle, and in return, you need love and attention. But that isn't a relationship. That's a business contract. And contracts can be cancelled the moment the numbers change. The truth is, money can buy companionship. It can buy fancy dinners. It can buy a comfortable lifestyle. But it cannot buy trust. It cannot buy a partner who stays awake with you till 2 a.m. when you are sick or if you're worried. It cannot buy mutual respect, deep laughter, or emotional safety. Those things are completely free, and they come from your structural frame, your character, not your wallet. So how do we approach building a relationship if we don't have a lot of money right now? How do we pedal that tandem bike on a budget? We change the currency. Instead of spending financial wealth, we spend emotional wealth. Think about that actual hold two people together over 20, 30, 40 years. It's not the memory of an expensive five-star dinner. It's the small, priceless things. Presents over presents. Okay, I'm struggling with those two words. Presents over gifts, let me say it like that. Being someone who truly listens in a world full of distractions, giving someone your undivided attention, looking them in the eye and understanding their heart is rare and more valuable than a luxury watch. Creativity over cash. A date doesn't have to cost a fortune to be memorable. walking in a park, packing a simple homemade sandwich, watching the sunset, or staying up late talking about your childhood dreams cost almost nothing. But it builds a bridge between two souls that money never could. Then we have shared values over shared assets. Alignment matters more than accounts. If you find someone who shares your values, honesty, kindness, resilience, family, you have found a gold mine. You can build a financial future together from scratch if your values match. But if your values don't match, all the money in the world won't keep the peace, because peace is more important than money value. So if you are single right now and holding back because you feel financially unready for love, or if you are in a relationship and feeling ashamed because you can't provide luxury, I want you to reevaluate your assets. Look at your kindness. Look at your sense of humor. Look at your willingness to support and protect. Those are your true riches. So as we close this segment, let this sink into your heart. You do not need to be rich to be eligible for love. You do not need a perfect financial record to be a wonderful partner. A great husband, a great wife, or a loyal friend. Stop waiting for a future bank balance to start living and connecting. The right person doesn't want a gold-plated ride. They just want the real, honest rider who is willing to pedal side by side with them through the beautiful and messy journey that we call life. So why don't you stay with me for our final segment after the break? We will look at the long road ahead, how we redefine what true wealth really means, and how to keep a balance no matter what the horizon looks like. One last time for today. I hope you enjoyed your drink. Relax your shoulders and let's bring this episode to a close together today. Over our last three segments, we've looked at our financial lives through the lens of a simple bicycle. We talked about your true worth is the frame, never the wheels. We looked at the emotional potholes that causes us to spend when our hearts are heavy. We broke down the myth that you need a mountain of money just to be worthy of love and connection. Now, as we close this episode, we have to look ahead at the long road still waiting for us. We need to talk about what we are actually pedaling towards. What is the ultimate goal of financial wellness? The world tells us the goal is to buy a faster bike, a luxury model, or to accumulate so much wealth that we can park the bike and never work again. But the balanced mind way is we need to know that true wealth isn't a luxury. True wealth is simply freedom and peace of mind. It's the freedom to take a deep breath when an unexpected bill arrives, when you know you have a small buffer. It's the flexibility to make choices based on your health, your family, and your happiness, not just out of sheer sphere survival action. When a bicycle is completely stopped at the bottom of a steep hill, trying to push down on the pedals can feel impossible. It takes an enormous amount of leg strength just to get that first turn of the wheel. But once the wheel makes one full rotation, the second one is a little bit easier. By the third and the fourth turn, you have momentum on your side. Your financial life works the exact same way. If you are staring at a mountain of debt, or an empty bank account, or massive stress, don't try to fix everything by tomorrow morning. That's like trying to sprint up a mountain on a heavy gear. You will just exhaust yourself and fall over. Instead, I want you to focus on one small positive rotation. This week, keep just one tiny thing you can control. Maybe it's setting aside a very small amount of money, even if it's just as small as 50 rand or 100 rand, into a separate space and naming it your peace of mind found. Fund. Don't call it savings. Call it your breathing room. Maybe your small step is finally opening that bank statement you've been too scared to look at. Sitting down with it and looking at it with kindness instead of anger and guilt. Or maybe your step is simply having an honest conversation with your partner about how the money stress is making you feel inside. You don't need a perfect road. You don't need a massive income. You just need to change your direction. You just need to keep your hands on the handlebars. Look at the immediate pavement in front of you and make one small turn of the pedals. Consistent tiny adjustments are what keeps a bicycle upright through the potholes. But here's the most important part of the journey. Sometimes the headwind gets too strong. Drops completely into the grease, the wheels buckle, and you find yourself sitting on the side of the road, exhausted, overwhelmed, and completely unsure of how to get moving again. If that is where you are today, I want you to hear me clearly. You do not have to ride alone. We've carried the shame of money worries in silence for far too long. As a holistic counselor, yes, my job isn't to look at your spreadsheet lecturing you about debt or give you cold financial charts. My job is to listen to the human being sitting on the bicycle. I am here to provide a safe, warm, and completely confidential space where we can talk about financial weight, the anxiety and the fear behind the numbers, so you can find your balance again. If you need someone to talk to, if you want to unpack what is happening on your journey without any judgment, please reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook by searching Dion Bicycle and leave me a message there, or if it's easier and more comfortable for you, you can send me a direct message on WhatsApp right now. My number is 061-588-0651. Let me repeat that for you once again. It is 061-588-0651. Just send a short message. Tell me what's on your mind and let's start the conversation. I am right here and I'm ready to listen. Thank you for spending this time with me today on the Balanced Mind. No matter how bumpy the road has been lately or how many flat tires you had to patch up, remember that your frame is strong, your heart is resilient, and you are entirely capable of finding your rhythm again. Drop those shoulders. Take a deep breath. Send that message if you need to, and let's keep on paddling forward together. Until next time, take care of your mind and stay balanced. Cheers.